A nameless guy rides around Brooklyn on a bike. That might not sound like a riveting lead character of a new TV show, but critics are raving about this particular web production. New episodes are online today. The New Yorker calls it luxurious and twisty and humane, radiating new ideas about storytelling. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has more on the storyline that drives High Maintenance.
Lots of people in Brooklyn know this nameless guy on the bike. He's a pot dealer, so he's always referred to as just the guy.
I don't have any, but I can call my guy and get some.
Can you call your guy? My guy's been kind of unreliable lately.
You know, the week I just got here. Yep, right now.
The guy's phone chirps a lot.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Hi, Isabel.
Some literature.
Hey, dude.
Thank you.
I'm not at home.
His customers are delightfully diverse. There's a bird watcher.
Oh, red-breasted nuthatch, 2 o'clock.
An anxious assistant who's buying weed for her boss.
I'm a little uncomfortable because this is my first time doing this, and I was expecting like a more professional experience.
There's something poignant about the guy's customers, whether it's the novelist with writer's block, the young man who's dating a homeless girl he met online, or the reclusive man who lives with his bedridden mother.
Do you want one pill or two?
The guy is genuinely cool with all of them. Well, the nice ones, anyway. He even tries to connect with the reclusive man who's obsessed with the actress Helen Hunt.
Have you seen this Helen Hunt thing where she's jumping out of a window and she's in high school and she's on crank?
Desperate Lives.
Yes.
1982, some of her best work. That's like the early...
Crazy, man.
It was really great.
But some of the guy's customers are jerks who try to stiff him.
I'm not going to do anything. Just give it back or I'm
going... what? You're gonna call the police?
High Maintenance is built around these transactions. Episodes are short vignettes, ranging from 6 to 15 minutes long. The pot dealer is played by Ben Sinclair, who also co-writes and edits the show with his wife, Katja Blickfeld. Somehow it's fitting that they can't remember exactly when they came up with the idea.
It's, you know, the exact eureka moment is yet to be remembered.
I have a vague recollection of being on a bike in a bike lane in South Williamsburg.
Sober.
Yeah, totally sober.
Blickfeld is a casting director who won an Emmy for her work on 30 Rock. Sinclair is an actor and film editor. They write every episode. The fact that we don't learn about the weed delivery man's personal life is by design.
We thought it would be interesting if you only knew the guy as much as his customers knew him.
Some of his customers are stoners. Others are rookies.
I'm sorry, I could only roll this one joint, ladies. So sorry. You know, you can go down to the West Village, you can get a pipe there, or, you know, in a pinch, you can just carve a pipe out of an apple or something like that.
Huh. An apple?
Yeah.
That's so clever. Did you think of it?
Oh, no, people do that. That's something people do. All right, you can Google it. I'll see you guys later. You have my phone number.
Even though weed is what ties the episodes together, High Maintenance is not a series about potheads.
We never start, this would be a cool situation for a weed delivery. We start from complex emotions that we are going through, and we try to capture the authenticity of how it feels to feel that way. And then we apply some weed to it.
Ben Sinclair and Katja Blickfeld have been putting out episodes of High Maintenance on Vimeo for a couple of years now. Vimeo is the preferred website of a lot of filmmakers because, unlike YouTube, the site is easy to navigate, and Blickfeld says the material feels curated.
It felt like if we put something up there, it wouldn't just get lost. It wouldn't get buried under, you know, millions of cat videos or whatever's on YouTube.
I love a cat video.
I mean,
don't get
who
me
doesn't?
Wrong.
Vimeo is returning the love. The company is now funding High Maintenance, making the series its first original production. Ben Sinclair says the buzz around the series is building.
When I walk around in the streets now, some people just who are doing my character's job will come up to me.
To let them know.
And be like, I'm doing.
It's true.
To see the nameless guy on a bike in Brooklyn, it'll cost viewers about $2 an episode. A small fee to get High Maintenance. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.